Just like that movie, I forget the name of the movie, but these aliens came down and tried to teach the human how to learn a new language to see past time. Well, that's true. I decoded the languages back to source, and it's right in front of us. It's been here our whole life. The black, white, and the red versus blue, the green versus red, Cain and Abel. The symbols, the shapes, the sounds, the phonics, the language with the objects that are hitting you are actually, it's a language. You're actually in a book. But the language that allows you to see past time is right in front of you. It's a holographic fractal. There's nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. The word Bible goes back to book. And the word book goes back to codex. And the word codex goes back to code. And the word code, if you break it into parts, is C-O-D-E. C-O means together. D-E is the Holy Spirit. Together with the Holy Spirit, this whole thing was written. It is written. When Jesus said, "It is written," what is he talking about? It's written everywhere. It's written everywhere. It is written. When you see past time and you see the machine man and the AI and you see the book of Revelation happening now, but it's just not to its culmination yet. When you see Genesis 3 happening now, when you see Ephesians 5 and Galatians happening right now, when you see it happening, it's all happening now. And when you break the language down into its parts, the letter A is the blood, B is a house, C is agape, D is the door, E is spirit, F is man's number, that's why it's F-U, G is 7, F is number 6, it's 6 foot under, that's why you're buried 6 foot under, because the flesh goes 6 foot under. The energy of the flesh is going down to the grave. The gravity of the matter is the flesh is going to the grave. What is gravity? Gravity's been decoded. Gravity is nothing but just pulling, it's sin, pulling you down. Spirit goes up. Air goes up. You put air in a balloon, throw it in a pool, and it floats to the top. Take the air out, it goes to the bottom. So I have decoded the holographic language that's hidden in plain view, and it allows you to see past time. Because there's nothing, everything is the now. What's happening now has already been and shall be. It's just a repeat. It's just a cycle. It's over and over and over. And what's the purpose of the cycle? To birth you to your next state. A woman has a cycle. Why? To birth her baby out. Birthing the baby out. When God revealed it to me, it was like, okay, I didn't know what I was dealing with. It was, but the more I studied, the more I looked at the object lessons and all, it became apparent, heir apparent, that the saints are outside of time in Christ. And when you renew your mind, you're outside of time. Is Jesus outside of time? Yeah. Are you hid in Christ in God? Yeah. That means you're outside of time. Your body's in time. But time is nothing but a repeat, a cycle repeat. Your body's in time. Your mind is outside of time. And what is time? Time is really easy. And you don't want to be a time traveler because you already are. You want to escape time. You already are a time traveler. That's what you want to get out of, because time means befall. Time is befallen. We fell into time. We don't want to be in time. The spirit mind is outside of time. You don't want to walk in the flesh. You want to walk in the spirit, because when you walk in the spirit, you're outside of time. And you're actually going to get younger. When you walk in the spirit and you fast and you disconnect from this place as much as possible, you're going to look younger. And people are shocked that when I tell them how old I am, they can't believe it. Why? Because my affections are not down here. And I was watching this old man and this old woman walking. They were, see, when you compare yourself inside time with another creature or anything, instead of being forever young, you grow old. It's a mind game. You can restore a lot of stuff that you've caused damage, whether it's drinking or sugar or overeating or whatever. You can restore a lot of stuff if you just start fasting and you start eating less meals. You know, the mice that they put in the laboratory that lived 2 years, they ate every day, proved it, because when the other mice that they fed every other day, they lived 4 years. They doubled their lifespan. What does that tell you? Most people are overeating. The fact that they're attacking us actually helps us. we're gonna cause inflation so they can't even eat. Well, the less you eat, as long as you get your protein, you're all right. Get your amino acids, you know. Get you some omega-3, get you some chia seeds. But my point, back to what I was saying. I decoded this thing, and it's all happening now. The AI flesh mind is happening now. The AI beast in Revelation that's going to happen is happening now. What do you think Bill Gates is? What do you think Warren Buffett? Buffett means to buffet you. Why is Buffett giving Bill Gates, the gatekeeper, all that money? Because they're working together. Why do the kings of the earth attack the saints? Because they do that in Revelation. It's happening now. Why do they attack the gospel? Why do the military-industrial complex attack the people like Samson? They're doing it now. One can take down 1,000, two can take down 10,000. When you start to focus on the spirit realm, you're outside of time. When they start to play mind games and conversation games to try to mess with you, you've got your identity in Christ. The only game that the narcissist really can play at its root is to steal your identity. But when you know who you are in Christ, they can't steal your identity. And when you see past time, that you're in Christ, everything is happening now that happened in Genesis, there might just be different technology, but it's the same technology. It's just different words for it. A tablet is no different than a clay tablet. You still type on it. You still communicate with it. Now, yeah, there's Wi-Fi, but Wi-Fi is what? Wi-Fi is mimicking Wifey, it's wifey, Wi-Fi, the Spirit of God in the church. The Wi-Fi is mimicking the body of Christ, the communication in the Spirit. When Paul says, I'm not there in body, but I'm there in spirit. You know all things. How is it that Elijah knew that whoever it was going to attack Israel? Because there's no new game. How does he know what we're saying in our bed chamber? Who's the spy? There's no spy, it's Elijah listening in.
Hey,
what's happening? So I went in to grab me some food, and Lady had these snake tattoos on her arm, right? Now, the snake's always been here. The snake on the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, Jesus became sin for us. So they got these snakes on their arm, glorifying the snake, like it's something new, and it's always been here. One reason God says not to put tattoos on your body, it's to not put any kind of markings on your body, is because one of them is, why would you want to do that? He didn't put that on there. But the other reason common sense is, why would you put a tattoo of a snake when the snake was here before you go? And but when you're in the grave, the snake's going to be there. What's the purpose of the snake? It just tells me that the tattoo people are part of the hive. The tattoo people are part of the hive. They're identifying with the snake. They're identifying with the dark side. Now, some people got saved, have tattoos, but I'm just saying, most of the people who get a tattoo identified with the dark side, and that's why they put a marking on their body. Cain had a mark on his body, right? The holographic fractal truth is right in front of you. It's built into the body language. It's built into the micro expressions, it's the macro expressions, the eyes, the smile, the tilting of the head. Everything's already written. Body language is a language, just like phonics. Every symbol, every shape, every color, everything is a word. When you go into a building or a house or an office or whatever, there's a cube. There's usually a room. It's a cube, a box. Let's call it a box. So you walk in the front door in trance. You go into a trance. You go into the 666 box cube, some kind of business or some kind of branding that they set up. You walk in there. And you got the feel for that brand, right? It gives you a feeling. So that structure has to mimic what God built. Man cannot build anything outside of what God built. So God built a 666 system down here for the flesh mind, the flesh creatures, the world, the flesh, prior life. He gave you clay, it's a fall. He gave you time. Time is the befallen. God gave you time. Now, when Adam and Eve fell, they dropped down into that. God gave them the Garden of Eden, right? But when Adam and Eve fell down into time, they died, went into time, but the devil became, they gave their authority to the devil. So the devil can take them captive. My point is, the Gnostics will say, well, see, God created time. No, God gave you something. The only thing, God knew you would fall. God knew you would die. So he had to give you night and day. He had to give you a contrast to pull you out of the darkness. My point is this. God gave a creation knowing that Adam and Eve would fall before they fell, that they could understand. So when you're in a death state, you're in a death mindset, God has to give you a death cult. But it's not that God created it, it's a reflection of man. God just gave you what you are. He's given you back what you are. So it's night and day, night and day, night and day. The night represents the dark side, which is the old Adamic nature, the old Adam. The day represents Jesus, the new Adam. The new day. Every day is a death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. So the lamb slain before the foundation world, he knew you would die, and he knew somebody would have to come down in the death cult, the split space time. If you look at the universe out at night, you look at the sky, it's dark, you know. You're in a death cult. You're in a dark place. You're actually in a pocket universe. He only gave you what you could understand. And so the pain, no gain, right? You understand pain. The reason you understand pain is because Jesus had to take on the pain of the whole world, you know. It's right here in front of us. The language, the night and day is a language. The stars are a language. The clouds are a language. The trees are a language. Tree, true, faithful, faith. It's written in the sky. It's written in the stars. It's written in your DNA. It's written in the clouds. It's written in the genes and the minerals. It's written in everything. The truth is written everywhere. And it's the snake on the pole. It's written in math. It's written in calculus. You know, they integrate the parts back into the whole. That's what calculus is, pretty much. You want the answer. You got a bunch of parts. They break it into parts, and then they integrate it back in the whole to get the area of a triangle or a square or whatever. You integrate the parts back into the whole. Jesus is integrating the parts back into wholeness. Calculus is encoded with the Bible truth. Did you hear me? Calculus has the truth encoded in it. Integral of x dx. X is take up your cross. Dx is the door. And if you want to rise from zero to infinity, the more you take up your cross, the higher you rise up. You want to integrate back into wholeness. You break things into parts, rightly dividing the word of truth, rightly dividing the holographic reality that you're in. I know this is hard to hear. I know most people can't hear it. And I know even the scientists can't hear it because they're not saved. But it's right there. It's right in front of you. Why do you think there's symbols in mathematics called lambda? Lamb, the lamb slain before the foundation world. Why are there symbols in all the different kind of disciplines? Physics, math, psychology. They always have lambda or the lambda symbol. The Greeks, the Phoenicians, the Hebrews. Why do they always talk about the bull god, the papal bull, the bull, the bullock? Because it was sacrifice pointing back to Jesus. It was a temporary sacrifice. It was the precog. It happened before Jesus appeared on the scene. Even though he was before Abraham, he was after Abraham. How can Jesus be before Abraham and after Abraham? Easy. There's nothing new under the sun. Jesus always was. Deja vu is decoded. Already decoded that a long time ago. You say, I feel like this has happened before. Yeah, because it has. It happened at the lamb slain. Everything that ever happened happened at the lamb slain before. You think you got something new? There's nothing new. You're just on a path. And that path is going to culminate when you see Jesus. You'll be like him. But you're on a path to look to be like Jesus. And so the cycle repeat that you're in every day is to turn and cut you on the right path. That's what sanctification is. The sanctification process is happening every moment of every day. It's just different cycles. Moment by moment cycles, day by day cycles, week by week, month by month, year by year, millennial, decade, whatever. Every day is just a cycle. Every moment is a cycle. I'm drinking some water right now. How many times have I drank water? A thousand, a million. How many times? How many times have we done this? Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt, they were in that movie together. He said, oh, you like three sugars, right? She looked at him and realized that he had repeated the process many times to save her. She said, how many times have we done this? He didn't want to answer. She said, how many times have we done this? He says, too many to count. Jesus is saying to you, get saved. And then when you finally do get saved and you say, Lord, how many times have I gone through this same cycle till I got saved? He said, it's too many to count. Not only did Jesus show up, but he sent his saints behind in series and sequence after him. We're outside of time, but we're down here in time trying to wake up some people, to shake them out of their slumber, to shake them out of their red versus blue, he said, she said, fighting amongst yourself, comparing yourself amongst yourself, and pride and anger and bitterness and I picked up these two ladies today, and they had like four kids. Two ladies, four kids, got in the car. Maybe five kids. Shut up. You get over there. Quit. Shut up. You're bothering me. You're getting on my nerves. Shut up. Blah, 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 blah. Kind of abusive to the kids, really, to be honest with you. But they make it sound normal, but it's actually abuse. The kids are actually controlling them, really. Get out of here. Get over here. Get off me. Shut up. Don't do that. You're going to your room. Threats. And I was like, how many times have they done that before they realized that didn't work? How many times it don't work? There's this lady. I should pause just to take a picture. There's a lady standing at the driveway of the funeral at the graveyard, and she's got black on. I was just talking about the death cult. She walked away from her auto sales place. She walked over there to the entrance to the graveyard, and she's over there smoking a cigarette and got this big black coat on. She didn't have to walk that far. It was like 250 feet. And she could have just walked out past her parking lot or just outside the door, but she's over at the graveyard. Why? Because there's nothing new. I was talking about people in the death cult. She was over there at the graveyard smoking a cigarette. It's all happening now. But it's written in a way, it's coded. It's written in a holographic fractal code that it's, if you study it, you can see it. But until you study it, you're not going to see it. And I gave up 10 years of my life to decode this place. That's all I did every day. Every day. That's all I did every day. Now, I did work and pay bills and stuff like that, but I was decoding while I was doing that. Why am I paying this? What's the code behind paying the bill? What's the code behind punching my town clock? I punch in 40 hours a week. Why? 40 years in the wilderness. Why am I punching a time clock? Punch, pierce. Jesus pierced on the cross. So those 10 years I was decoding back to source. And source is right here in front of you. You're being hit by source code truth 24/7, 7 days a week. But until you move from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, you don't know it's source code truth. There's a fence. There's another fence. I just saw two fences. There's another fence. I'll probably see another fence, right? Yeah, there's one on my left side. There's another fence on the right. I saw three on the right, one on the left. I'll probably see another one, won't I? Yeah, probably. Oh, there is one. There's a long fence. There's precogs, there's postcogs, there's all the cogs are right now. No matter what holographic snapshot you take, it's going to appear. What you gaze upon has to appear. You might say, why? His word won't return void. What you gaze upon will appear. What you meditate upon, what you reflect upon, what you brood over, what you brood upon or brood over is going to birth. That's why it's called brood. Let me ask you this, and I really want you to think about this, because if you think about this, you'll have your answer. The word brood goes back to some kind of bird that's brooding over its eggs, right? What's that bird doing? It's brooding over those eggs so they hatch. The eggs are going to hatch because he's brooding over the eggs. So then, the same word brood is, what are you brooding upon? What are you thinking about? What are you brooding over? What you brood over in your mind is going to hatch. It's going to appear because it's a hologram. Actually, what's happening is everything in front of you is a wave function of the cross. And as you collapse the wave function of all possibilities at the cross, it has to appear. It has to appear. What you brood upon will birth. So be careful what you brood over. What you brood upon. Upon, U-P-O-N. You ponder. Upon, ponder. What you brood upon, what you brood upon, has to appear. It will reflect back. It has to. The more you get, the better you get of being conscientious about what you brood upon or what you think on, the more you're going to have the reflection that you want. It's a skill. See, the reason they want to hit you with a bunch of noise and images that they want is because they want you thinking about thinking what they think so that they can birth in faster through you. This is why the system's a system of fear. Because the devil wants you to brood upon fear. The witches want you to live in fear and doubt and worry. Why? Because what you brood upon will repeat and appear in the hologram. Because all possibilities are in Jesus and all things are possible. Even though they already have been and they're going to be. So whatever you brood upon, whatever you ponder, you pond. Reflecting pond, whatever you brood upon, ponder upon, brood upon, editate, edit, meditate is edit. What you ink out, think it, T-H-I-N-K. What you think upon is what you're going to reflect. Mind is spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind is spirit. Your spirit mind is outside of time. Your mind is outside of time. You already know. If you pay attention to the thoughts that come to your mind. This happened to me yesterday or 2 days ago. Not only could I tell by the body language, but I was just sit there and meditated on a rental situation. And I thought, this guy's probably going to move out. The thought just came out of nowhere. I was meditating on the situation, and this thought just said, he's probably moving out. The next day, he called and said, I'm moving out in 2 days. I said, okay. Already knew it was going to happen. How did I know that? Because the spirit mind is the stream. The mind, the spirit, and the mind are the same. The spirit is the stream. The mind is the stream. That's why they want to stream. That's why it's called streaming services. The stream are the thoughts. If you turn the noise off, if you stay aware and awake, you can pull down from the stream. You can catch those. They're really fast thoughts. It's really fast. You have to pay attention to your thoughts. Today, two Uber riders said exactly the stuff in a storyline of what I was thinking about before I started driving. And so the storyline, so it reflects back. You might say, well, how does it reflect back? It reflects back in a storyline, just like a dream. So you go about your day and then you go to sleep and you have a dream. It reflects back, but it doesn't seem to make sense. It's a storyline. And so your thoughts are going to reflect back in a storyline. Somebody might walk by and knock on your door, or somebody might call you or something. So it's going to reflect back one way or the other, because it's the story of the cross and everything's in series after. It's a copy machine. A cycle is a copy machine. So the woman has a copy machine built into her body. She is the cop. When you go to the office and you push the button on the copy machine, you're actually looking at the image of the woman. Or that fax machine or that copier at work, it's a fractal image of the woman making babies. It's a copy machine. Made in God's image. God is making copies of himself, of his son. God is making copies of Jesus. So everything down here is a cycle repeat copy machine. It's really not complicated. It really is not complicated. The churches are not going to tell you, and they're going to say, he's crazy. But the reason they say that is because they love their box, because their little box is their security blanket. Their little denominational box is their security blanket, and they can't give it up. And when they can't pull you into that cult mindset, it's because it might not be a cult. It's just a piece of the pie. Just because it's a piece doesn't mean it's whole. So they have a piece of the pie, piecemeal, and they'll even tell you, we're the closest to the truth. Well, I want the whole truth. I don't want piecemeal. I want the whole. I want to integrate all the pieces back together into wholeness, just like calculus. And that's what God is doing. And if you can hear anything of what I've said, if you can just take pieces of what I just said, it's going to move you closer. If you break a word into parts, you take the etymology of a word, or the cognates of the word, means it's a cog. What is cog? The cog in a machine. So you turn it over in your mind and you meditate. Look, you cogitate. You got all these internet videos, teachings, and all that. But I'm noticing people still want to choose ignorance. They still want to be ignorant, even though they've got the free internet everywhere. They still want to be ignorant. So you know what that tells me? No matter if you give them every tool to break free, they don't want to be free. They love their slavery. They love their ignorance. They love the death cult. They don't want to get free. They love their darkness. No matter how much you talk till you're blue in the face and you hit them with truth, they still go back to darkness because they don't want to be free. Their security blanket is that ignorance and that foolishness. That's their security blanket. And you might say, well, where's that before? Well, it was in the cartoon. Linus always carried a blue little blanket. Why was it a blue blanket? Because the blue represents the law, which represents flesh. They hang on to something for security, that little blue blanket. The little flesh game, the flesh security of the flesh, you know. They don't want to just step into the spirit walk because they get their security out of that pride, that worldly thing. Or the fleshly thing, the world, the flesh, probably life. They get a security blanket out of the energy of the flesh. And so they can't step out of the piecemeal into wholeness because they get they're stuck in that little box, that little piece. Do you understand? They have no wholeness because they're partial. Their mind is divided. It's not wholeness, it's divided. And so they have to have some kind of cult or person or thing to hang on to until they run to Jesus and become whole. And that's the sanctification process.